The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Deep discussion today. This episode, we discuss Drake and an Instagram model getting close, having consensual sexy time, and then her trying to impregnate herself.
Ugh.
Without getting too deep into the, you know, like the details. It's a lot. And I almost couldn't believe that a woman would do this, but I started doing research. It's not the first time that a woman or a man has done this kind of thing to trick somebody into getting pregnant.
What, did the man just like try to dump it on her? What are you talking about?
I got one on,
or a hole in it.
Yeah.
It's real. It's real.
It happened in that documentary with Seth Rogen. And Knocked Up.
That is not a documentary.
Yeah, that was real life right there.
All right, so should Drake sue the Instagram model? Or, according to reports, this Instagram model is thinking of suing him. Should she move forward with her claims of bodily harm? Ooh, you got to listen to this one. Turn it up. I felt very offended the other day. We had an air conditioner repairman come to the house, and he said something about our dogs that I want to talk about right now.
Oh.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday's Eve. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by A3A.
We're the Dana Cortez Show. Anyway, our man Saul comes in and heater's not working. It's cold. You know, he comes in and does everything, but he sees the dogs who look menacing.
Big huskies,
right? And they look menacing, but they're
the softest dogs you've ever seen.
Marshmallow.
But I ain't trying to find that out.
That's exactly what Saul said. He's like, man, people always tell me dogs are nice and they end up biting me. I'm like, nah, these dogs won't bite you. So after he spends a good half hour, 45 minutes in the Casa house, he says, yeah, your dogs are cool. Like, he looks at me, he looks at our dog, and he looks especially at the boy. You know, he's 2 years old, young, vibrant, young dog. He says, is he like old? Is he a senior?
No.
He's
lazy.
A puppy. I said, they're huskies. They don't bite. And I know people say that, but I felt offended.
Famous last words, dog.
From somebody who came from the service industry, who would go into people's houses. I did pest control for years. Everyone says that. Oh, my dog's so nice. And then when their dog is chasing you around the backyard, it's not so nice.
Well, at least you guys don't have apartment dogs. All right. Oh, you guys have house dogs. I have apartment dogs. And apartment dogs just are awkward in public anyway. So, like, I recently, like, I don't know if you... I've been always paying attention to it, but I moved in with my girlfriend. And... we have my dog Metro, and then there's a little pug named Boo.
That's my girl's dog, right?
Okay. And she has the heart.
And Boo's a geriatric dog.
Well, listen, though. She has a heart of Tyson Fury. Okay? She will attack anything and anything.
And the body size of Dana Cortez.
She's going on 9, dude.
That dog's 9 looks like going on 90.
She's
going,
hey, dude.
She's going to offend me just like Saul offended me about...
Yeah, dude, that's rude.
Boo has a whole white face.
Oh, wow, dude, wow.
Wow.
Ageism today.
I was going to say, she let her body go, too.
Oh, whoa.
Why is it that we women have to appear, so even dogs, even bitches.
Man, automatic, you make it harder for us here, dude.
Make it harder.
Really do.
Anyway, poor Boo. Is she
good? She's good. I love her. She's amazing. She's cool.
No, for real. How does Metro take to Boo? OG dog is Metro.
Boo on Metro.
No, they have a beautiful relationship, and they're cool. They both vibe. We're all vibers. You know, I like to take my walk of the giggle gas, and they like to stroll with me, so it's perfect time.
Oh, she likes
does
that,
Boo go
huh?
with you, too?
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, you know, she's a little older, so she sometimes, you know, never
you
mind.
You have to carry
never
her?
Mind. Never mind.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to know.
She's got a bad hip, doesn't she?
National Day, Anthony A.
I will start with National Gluten-Free Day.
I don't even know what gluten is.
I know some people can't eat it.
I know. I got some friends who are allergic to it, though. One friend stopped eating it, and he grew like 6 inches.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, for real. We also got National Rubber Ducky Day.
Oh, I have to sing this song. It's my favorite. Remember when Bert and Ernie took a bath?
Rubber ducky, you're the one. Squeak, squeak, you make bedtime lots of fun. Squeak, squeak, rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
I don't think that... Were they in the bathtub together?
You know what? That's for your own interpretation.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't remember, and I'm not gonna make an issue out of it.
I take baths with my cousin all the time.
Hey, all right, cool.
Aren't they cousins? Anyway,
they're just roommates.
All right, we'll wrap it up on National Public Radio Broadcasting Day.
Hey!
It was on this day 101 years ago the first commercial radio station launched, and it's still broadcasting.
Only 101 years ago?
Yep, still older than streaming.
That's mind-blowing to me. Think about the advances in technology we've had over the past 100 years. We had radio, you know, 101 years ago, and now we can go to the sun. They're literally going to take like a sample of the sun.
I saw that China just made a replica of the sun. We are getting closer to killing ourselves. Stop. Stop.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
And now the Drake debate is on your radio. How am I going to read what happened between Drake and an Instagram model on the air?
You're going to be very careful about it because okay. It's a little too detailed to be reading on the air.
Here's what I'll do. Drake and an Instagram model allegedly met up at a hotel room. They got romantic.
Oh.
That makes sense. They're having a little fun. And then Drake asks her if she is willing to have consensual sexy time to make sure
that
she's good with it.
That's got to be one of the biggest worries of being like a famous person is because you don't want to get caught up with some girl saying that.
That's why I said nice. I was like, good. A celebrity consensual sex story. This is where I'm at.
Personally, I'm checking IDs. Maybe even asking for references.
I think he did that before she went into the hotel room. So then, of course, you know, he got caught having a baby with, you know, Sophie Brisseau while he was with Rihanna, all that good stuff. So this time he decides to be safe and, proceeds to put a condom on.
The love glove.
Exactly. I mean,
these are medical terms.
He doesn't know where she's been. She doesn't know where he's been.
You don't want your gentleman's relish falling into a one-nighter.
So then everything's over, you know, whatever. He goes to the bathroom and she goes to the bathroom and all of a sudden she begins to scream and Drake runs in to check on her and it turns out she took the used love glove and tried to get herself pregnant.
Oh!
But what she didn't know is that Drake had poured hot sauce inside of the glove.
Genius.
To kill any of its ability to make a baby. There, that's good, right?
This is the greatest thing Drake has ever done.
The best thing ever. I mean, he might have 50 number one hits. Best thing he's ever done right here.
Every man's like, genius!
Defense is the best offense.
Drake's the genius. Okay, so she says, why'd you do it? He says, you know what? Just to kill, you know, the baby making, whatever. Now she is threatening to sue him for bodily harm.
How?
Because
she put it there.
But he knew that if he did that and she did that, that she would be hurt.
That is not true. He was just trying to kill off, you know, his little homies for making a little other little homie.
Still can't get over the fact that I guess he does carry like a little pocket of hot sauce around him.
He does. He carries hot sauce.
Like I said, genius.
Beyonce got it from Drake.
if it's in the trash and she goes digging in the trash, once you dig in a person's trash, you're opened up to all kind of things. So I don't think there's
in our reality, this woman, she was obviously trying to get a baby from Drake. She couldn't get that. So now she's trying to get as much clout as she can get from Drake or maybe a payday. There is no way Drake should ever, ever pay this woman. It just sets a precedence for, you know, Instagram models everywhere that does not to be need to be.
Okay.
Don't take that to Instagram models like that.
That's the way she was.
IG models.
She was a self-described Instagram model.
What does IG model mean?
I don't know. It means that you're going to try to get impregnated through a used condom.
You know what? I would like you to go to at Dana Cortez on Instagram where the story in a much more detailed fashion is written out. Okay, this is grown and sexy convo that we're having. Should Drake sue this woman?
I think he's going to have to.
Mm-mm. Why should he have to sue her?
Because he's going to stop her from trying to, you know, sue him.
He already burnt her enough, dude. There's enough hot sauce in the daddy sauce, okay?
Go check the story. Tap in with your thoughts. We'll be back with more after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you have been waiting for the ring, ladies, if you've been with this man for a minute and he hadn't proposed yet, in case you missed it, there's a new article that claims these things. I'm going to share with you 6 ways to get him to finally propose. I can't wait to read these so DJ Automatic and Anthony A can judge them. Automatic, you go first.
Okay, just listen to the headline. Boss offers to pay $5,000 to quit if you're unhappy.
What? Hey, hello.
Where's this place?
So as the great net resignation goes on, this boss has found the answer to it. The way he sees it, the company will have invested less in training the worker quits later. Plus, if they stay, he says it sets the stage for a great working relationship. The program's been going on for about a year now, and none of his 38 employees he's hired have left and taken the money at all.
Because he's showing early on, I'm investing in you. That's the way it should be. If you
it's almost like a retainer fee.
I absolutely think that's incredible.
That's sick, dog. That's like really the boss being like, yo, there's a door. Let me know if you want to go.
Yeah, if you want to get, I'm going to give you a check on your way out because I'll find somebody who does want to work here. Man. I feel like it builds a great working environment.
Well, it doesn't. Like I said, more importantly, I think most people who are listening will agree. When you work somewhere where you feel like they care about you, it means more than anything. We're able to contribute and share ideas. And get that 5 G's if you don't like it.
You know who people care about is Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift
moves music, and Taylor Swift and Adele are responsible for bringing physical CDs back. In case you missed it, CD sales have increased for the first time since 2004.
You know what's not Taylor Swift and Adele? It's teenage girls.
Oh,
they're the ones
who are buying Taylor Swift and Adele.
Exactly.
Well, I love Taylor Swift and Adele. I'm not a teenage
girl.
I have a teenage daughter, and she wants vinyl. She wants tapes. She wants a tape recorder.
Oh, man.
I love technology, but there is something about holding an item in your hand, be it the album where you get to read all the credits and see all the art, or that cassette tape. Our daughter, you know, Automatic and I are married. Ava Matic asked me for a tape player for Christmas. I didn't get her one. I'm going to get her one for her birthday. And she said, how do you record on it? She's fascinated with the nostalgia.
I just had flashbacks to getting into my older cousin's car, and he had like the catalog of CDs. You just open it up, and there's just a bunch of them.
If people start recording the radio again off tape players,
they're going to record that down in the DM.
I was going to say, everything's come full circle.
All right, so in case you missed it, a new article in femalefirst.com claims there are 6 ways to get your man to propose. You've been waiting for a minute. Here they are. Number 6, make your goal known. It is not about waiting around. You got to tell him how you feel, what you want. Number 5.
Or that'll scare him away immediately.
Well, that's what it is. Don't waste my time, and I won't waste yours.
There we go.
Number 5, hint about rings.
Oh.
You got to let him know what size ring you are.
This girl already sounds annoying.
But you don't want to get her the wrong ring. How many shows have we done about the wrong ring?
True.
You
all
do right. Ugly
rings. But women are annoying when it comes to hints.
Yeah.
You know, they,
come on. Number 4, socialize more with married friends. Don't be hanging out with your single friends. You got to hang around with friends that are already married. Number 3, and I think Automatic and Anthony will agree, don't bring it up. Don't bring it up.
I mean, you already brought it up in the first 3.
Well, the first one, you have to let him know in the beginning of the relationship. I want to be married. Do you? Yeah, okay, cool. Let it go.
Okay.
Okay, so don't bring it up. And number 2, exert your independence. Ladies, there is nothing worse than being clingy.
Oof.
Just everything is all about him. Your life revolves around what he wants to do. Do your thing and make him participate in what you want to do, too.
It makes you more desirable.
And number 1, I don't know about this one. I feel like this is so weird. I feel like it's pushing us women back. Make it easy for him. Be loving. Be nurturing. Let him know that his feelings and wants matter. Respect him. Cook clean. And show him he doesn't have to take care of you. Just love you back.
That sounds like the one that makes the most sense.
That's it right there. That's the most logical one right there. But
it sounds so old school. Cook and clean.
That's also the hardest for women, though, right? Because they beat up on men a lot. And especially if they're under the wanting to get married.
You're beating up on women right now.
No, but
I'm paid to be your punching bag.
Yeah, dude.
And guess what? I got a ring. So it must work.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
KFC is known for their chicken, but they're about to be known for something else. It's selling out all over the country. Inside Food News, it's time for Hottest Hashtags. I'll give you more details. Welcome to your Friday's Eve. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
All right, so serious hashtag. The Biden administration says beginning this Saturday, Americans with private insurance will be able to ask for reimbursements on rapid COVID-19 tests.
Oh.
Any purchased before January 15th won't qualify. And I don't even have health insurance.
We still got a couple days to do it, Dana. We're going to do it.
You sign up for health insurance?
No, y'all got to get on it, bro. Shout out to healthcare.gov, your boy, because insured, dog. I got dental and vision.
Oh, man. All the single girls are like, man, you really.
Yeah, dude. I'm
really
sounding old.
All right, now we're moving on to food news. KFC, known for their chicken. We all love all their chicken and stuff, but their Beyond Fried Chicken is so good. What started out as a test is now moving all across the United States. Customers say it has the same familiar taste and texture as real chicken without any kind of animal-based products. Their plant-based combo meal is the Fried Beyond Original Recipe, fries, and a drink. And now you can get Beyond Fried Chicken Nuggets. Now, I will say this. It's still fried in the oil that they fry the regular chicken in, so there is a chance of cross-contamination.
Like,
but flexitarians say it's the next
What's a flexitarian?
What is that, dude?
You're a vegetarian, but you know that in today's society, it's super hard to get pure vegan. So this is a good substitute.
Oh, dude.
I was flexing on you now. I'm a flexitarian. Look at my new watch.
Oh, dude. That's the worst thing I heard since California Sober.
I haven't even heard that
California
one.
California Sober is where people do everything but stop smoking weed.
Oh.
I'm like, come
That's
on.
California. Dude, I'm California Sober.
Drake's new album, Flexitarian, coming soon. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, well, we'll start with National Gluten Free Day. How about that?
Speaking of Beyond Chicken.
Are they flexitarians?
I don't know
what gluten is. I still can't even figure it out. How's something to do with wheat?
I got something pretty cool here. The Amber Alert Awareness Day. It was on this day 25 years ago that thing was invented. It's been helping everybody ever since. So shout out to that.
Yes.
And we also have National Public Radio Broadcasting Day.
Thank you for listening to us right here on the radio. But if you miss something, you can also catch us on our podcast. All streaming platforms, search Dana Cortez Show and apparently give us a rating because it's a big deal.
And soon here, we'll probably be in your VR world too.
For real, right?
And this was Dana's decision to wrap it up on National Rubber Ducky Day.
Yes! Everybody sing along!
Oh, Rubber Ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun.
You know that makes you feel good. You know that makes you feel good. So I don't know if you prefer a bath or shower, but once in a while, you know, DJ Automatic and I, we take a little bath together.
So
the other day, I had this bath bomb.
I already know where this is going.
I had this bath bomb that's supposed to be sexy time friendly. It's got all this aphrodisiac scents in there and whatnot. I throw it in the bath. I'm like, come on, baby. He gets in the bath, and it's a giant bathtub. It's like 7 feet long.
Okay.
I slide in next to him, and he's like, you can't lean on me. Why? And he said, my butt hurts. He fell down the stairs.
I bruised my
before.
Tailbone, and like sitting in the bathtub was the worst thing ever. It was the least sexy bath of all time. I kept telling her, don't do that. Oh, my God. I had to tell Dan to get out because I was in so much pain.
But before I got out, I put some Epsom salt in there for him, and he's like, all right, this feels all right. I'm like, God. Least sexiest bath of all time. How about we try it again this weekend?
Definition of wash.
Yeah, there you go. Great story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, Jennifer Lopez speaking openly about Ben Affleck for the first time, and we have the audio. I'm going to play it for you right now. It's Daily Dirt, the best gossip, this story and others. Anthony A., let's get it started with famous people's birthdays.
We have Orlando Bloom celebrating his birthday, Liam Hemsworth celebrating his birthday, and Laura Harvey also celebrating a birthday.
Okay, so Betty White, the cause of death has been revealed. She suffered a stroke 6 days before she actually passed away. Now, the stroke caused loss of blood flow to her brain, but friends and family are saying she was comfortable and coherent until the day she passed, very peacefully in her sleep of cardiac arrest.
All I want to know is we going to the movie theaters to go see the Betty White turning 100.
You know I am.
Yes.
I love her so much. She was such a pioneer in television and movies when it comes to just women being respected. And her work is going to live on forever.
Another thing I want to say about her is it took her a long time to get famous. She was a child actor, and she didn't really become famous till she was about 50 years old.
Betty, I just have this to say.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, all right. R.I.P. Betty White. All right, so we're going to switch gears and talk about Drake and the story of the Instagram model who is allegedly thinking about suing him for causing her bodily harm.
Won't air.
They had a consensual sexy time experience.
Ooh.
Drake was safe. He wore a love glove, goes into the bathroom, tosses it. She goes into the bathroom, retrieves it, and tries to also retrieve its contents.
What?
Not knowing that he'd poured hot sauce in there. And she burned herself.
I have such a new respect for Drake.
He pulled the reverse card in Uno. He's like,
so
no.
She's screaming.
Damn.
He runs in there and she's like, what's happening? And he said, I put hot sauce on it to kill
baby.
The baby makers.
All I can think of is Dave Chappelle like, gotcha.
Anyway, I don't know if the lawsuit's going to go through. The judge will probably end up dismissing that one. And then finally, Jennifer Lopez is setting her goals and intentions for a new year. It's 2022, baby. And here's what she had to say.
What my intentions are for this year, to be the best, you know, mother I can be, the best partner I can be, the best friend I can be, the best daughter, sister, boss, person.
She sure did say best partner. She really digging that knife into A-Rod, isn't she? She is. I mean, because he wanted her back for so long, and now she's just moved on to her 18-year-old love, and she didn't skip a beat.
Does she always talk like she's in a spa?
She was working out.
Yeah, that's her thing.
Have you seen her house? It is a spa.
Her whole house is a spa, for real.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All of us have wanted to look younger once you get past the age of 25. Every single person, I want to be younger. But what if you're 22 years old and you're stuck in the body of an 8-year-old?
What?
That is exactly what's happening to Shauna Rae.
What the fuck?
There's a new show on TLC called I Am Shauna Rae. This woman is 22 years old and she literally looks 8, maybe 6. And Shauna was 6 months old when her parents realized she had an aggressive cancerous tumor. She recovered, thank goodness, but the chemotherapy ruined her pituitary gland, which means she has no growth hormones at all. So this 22-year-old woman looks like a little baby child.
I know she looks like a young 8-year-old kid, but does she talk? Like, is her voice sound?
Okay, so here she is describing the moment she realized she was different.
I think I realized I was different in kindergarten, so around 5 or 6. Preschool, I had a really tall friend, and it was pretty easy. It wasn't until junior high, high school, that it actually took an effect on my mental health.
Oh, man, so she does sound like a kid, too.
She does, and imagine being 22 and trying to date.
Oh.
That's where Shauna goes in.
My romantic life kind of sucks. I think I've dated 7 people. I attract creeps, you know, like the typical, like, quote-unquote bad boy picture kind of situation, and idiots.
I feel so badly for Shauna. I want her to find love from a good man. She deserves it.
Well, right there, she's kind of like every other 22-year-old woman, just dating creeps, a**s, and bad boy types. That's, you know, that's...
True, but I just want to know who wants to date a girl that looks like she's 8.
She's a woman. She's not a girl. That's the problem. Okay, she's a woman.
She's not having as good a luck as this woman in Australia who was forced to quarantine with her Tinder date after they both caught COVID.
Whoa. Really? Is that what you consider a good time? Forced dating? Who's the creeper?
Now, the story is a little spotty as it comes from TikTok, but as it goes is that the two were on a date when her results came in. Therefore, he got an at-home rapid test and then revealed that he also had COVID. Now the two are in a relationship.
Don't get any ideas, single ladies. Don't get any ideas. That is not a good way to meet your love.
So you guys, we're in the market for a new car. And I've been thinking about getting a Tesla.
Okay, nice, dude. I know we have talked about it. Electric car, like, that's the thing.
Well, until I read this story. So an average car battery costs about $200, right?
Yeah, that's even expensive. Yeah, that's even a little high end.
That's a nice one, yeah. A Tesla car battery costs $22,000.
$22,000? Yes. That's more than a used car.
Well, that's exactly what the owner thought. So he blew it up instead. But first, he actually rented a helicopter and dropped a dummy that looked like Elon Musk onto the car. And then he used 66 pounds of dynamite to blow up the Tesla, which is all on his YouTube.
Okay. All right. Now, simple logic, this man has none. But disposable income, he has plenty of it.
Obviously, you couldn't spend $22,000 on a battery. How much did the helicopter cost him?
I will say this is a lot more fun than buying a battery, though.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, music facts on January 13th. DJ Automatic, let's go.
We're going to start in 1998. This is when the Lox dropped their debut album, Money, Power, Respect.
Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Key to life. Only time to tell.
The album debuted at number 3. It went platinum, and it kicked off the careers of Jadakiss, Styles P, and Chic Looch.
And this is when they were at Bad Boy, correct?
Yes.
So do you remember the original name, the Warlocks?
Yes.
And you know who told them to change it?
Diddy.
Papa Diddy Pop.
Take that, take that, take that.
Next, we're going to 2010. On this day, Jay-Z and Beyonce are named hip-hop's top earning couple.
Young me, cruising down the west side highway, doing what we like to do.
They earned $122 million as a couple that year.
power couple right there.
Well, I believe the majority of that came from Jay-Z's Live Nation deal, correct?
It did, yes. And, I mean, now that he has Tidal and Beyonce has her deals with Disney and Jay-Z's a billionaire and Beyonce's very close to becoming a billionaire.
Losing is a habit and so is winning. And these two have been winning for a very long time.
We're going to stay in 2010. This is when Teddy Pendergrass passes away from complications due to colon cancer.
Teddy P, arguably one of the most influential in music, period.
And now today in 2014, the Beverly Hills Police Department says that Kanye West was a suspect in a misdemeanor assault and battery charge after punching a man in the face for calling his wife an N-word lover.
Uh-huh, honey.
What you doing in the club on a Thursday?
You know I'm no Kanye lover, but I'm sorry. That guy deserved to get punched in the mouth.
Next, we're going to 2017. On this day, Luis Fonsi releases Despacito for digital download. So Billboard ranked the OG version of this song, the one without Justin Bieber, as the fourth best song of 2017 and the fifth best Latin song ever. I don't know if I agree with that, but that's their opinion.
I got tired of it. But now that when I listen to it, it is a great song.
Well,
it,
Despacito was literally number one everywhere in the world. It ran its course. And I'm sure, you know, 5-6 years again from now, people will be ready to listen to it again.
Just not right now.
No. And last, we're going to end in 2018. On this day, G-Eazy and Cardi B go number one with their record, No Limit. Hey.
You know what's interesting about this? When we talked to G-Eazy right after this song hit number one, he added Cardi B way before she had Bodak Yellow to this track.
He did, and the album went 5 times platinum. So congratulations to them both.
And shout out ASAP Rocky, who's also on that song as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, back with more of the Dana Cortez Show next. That is your Music Facts with DJ Automatic. Don't forget to catch it at this time every Monday through Friday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You got it locked into the Dana Cortez Show. I go by the name Anthony A. And if you're unaware, I was the number one condom wearer in my hometown for 2 defending years. I have 0 kids. But my good homie, DJ Automatic, he's had a few pregnancy scares. So how do you handle that as a man? I was hoping to 2 dudes.
1 studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, where the conversation about Drake and his hot sauce and the daddy sauce continues.
Yes.
We went into further detail today. And Dana kind of, I think she sided with Aubrey Graham, right? That the lady was kind of crazy.
Yeah, and that she, you know, anybody who's willing to take a used condom out of the trash can and try to impregnate themselves.
I guess we're going to have to reiterate the story on day 2 of the Daddy Sauce Hot Sauce saga from Drake. If you missed it yesterday or if you've been, you know, keeping your head out of the timelines, Drake had consensual adult fun time with a woman, then used a love glove, disposed of that love glove in the trash, and after they were done having their fun time, the woman went to the trash to try to put some of that content inside of her and found that it was filled with hot sauce.
Yeah, Drake, after he's done with his condoms, puts hot sauce in them, I think is the most genius thing ever.
As a man who's been through a couple pregnancy scares,
I have been through a couple.
Automatic?
Yes, I was through 2 before I got the 3rd one. Was a charm with Dana.
So I don't even. Are we asking for advice on how to get through a pregnancy scare as a man? Is that what we're doing right now?
Don't do what I did because I always freaked out and started yelling.
Oh no!
Yeah, I was. I mean, when you're young, you're not ready to have a kid. I wasn't like you were, and especially with like the other 2 girls, I was definitely not ready to have a kid with them. So it was, I wasn't overly excited when they gave me the news. No, luckily, they weren't.
And that's because it wasn't planned, right?
Yeah, they weren't planned at all. Right? I mean, and one of them was a one-night stand.
But I think now, you know, man to man, though, like, did you feel that, like, okay, when that call came through, it was time for you to step up if need be?
That wasn't the first thing that went through my mind. I'll be honest.
My God. Yeah.
Of course I would have, but I mean, and Dana and I are married and we have a kid and I did, but yeah, that was not the first thing that came to mind.
And a lot of men too. And you know, homies, like when you go through that first state of shock too, you're not alone, dog. Like everybody goes through that.
In a way, I just felt like running.
Oof.
Like I was like, oh no, she's gonna trap me.
We don't support that attitude.
No,
and that
we
mindset.
Don't. But you asked me to be honest, and I'm just being honest. That's all I know how to do. Actually,
yo, homies, don't get accusatory. Is one big thing that they're
don't
saying.
Yell. Don't start screaming the you know things that you don't want them to hear, and then you can no longer take back.
And just remember, dog, going forward, that's one of the consequences of having adult fun time. Even if you are safe, even if you are protected, worst case scenario is you're stuck with that person for the rest of your life. All right.
or at least the next 18 years.
Sorry. Let us know how you withstood a pregnancy scare, man or woman. We're interested to hear. At Anthony8400, at DJ Automatic. Dana Cortez Show loves you. Have a beautiful and consensual day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's have a conversation about Shauna Rae a little bit.
That's the
22-year-old woman
that looks like a little girl.
Like she's eight. It's sad to me because she is a woman and she wants love. She wants to get married.
She of course
wants
she
to
does.
Have a life. And because she looks so young, you know, it's a lot. She said that she puts makeup on and goes out and people tell her mother, I can't believe you let her do that. I'm 22.
Oh.
But it's not all sad girl times. Like, at least it's beautiful to see her comfortable now and, like, being able to be a voice for other people. And, you know, that's what the show's going to be about. So, yeah.
I will say this. When she's 50, she's going to look like she's 20.
Yeah.
So, you know, it might work out in the long run for her.
I don't know that she'll ever look old, that she'll ever age normally. When she's 50, she might look 19. Or I don't even think so. She's never going to grow. Can she find love?
This is the
most...
Could
you date this woman? Let's say 25-year-old you, DJ Automatic. Could you date her?
No.
Why?
She looks like an 8-year-old.
But she's not.
I don't care. That's weird. Like, sorry.
That's her problem is you have to get past her looks. Don't you?
I can't get past it.
Looks?
No, I can't get past that. I'm sorry. That's one thing I can't get past.
Get past it?
No, dude. No, it's simple. This is weird talking about this.
Yeah, exactly. Why would anybody want to date? I'm sorry.
Helping her cause. She wants to find love.
I'm not going to advocate for guys to date girls that look like they're 8. I'm sorry.
But she's not 8.
It doesn't matter. She looks like it. It's weird.
And, you know, we'll have this.
She can't even go in public with makeup on without her mom being chastised. Imagine walking into a bar with her.
Yeah, this is not a good conversation for the radio. This is only a podcast thing. For sure. For sure. Don't.
You know what's going to happen? Like, weirdos are going to share this podcast.
Nah, people are like, yeah, whatever. Just
if you can
here.
Get past looks, you should get past any
There
looks.
Are some things you can't get past. And that in walking into a bar with somebody who looks 8, as your date, you're never going to get past that. You might get beat up.
Here's more of the podcast now, but we will have this discussion, and you're right, Anthony, only here on a podcast.
Yeah, dude, it's not even
Maybe
worth it,
week.
Dude.
Maybe next week.